Hello everyone, we are back for the second part of what we have just recorded. We have not moved, we hope you have not either, but maybe that point was a time when you could have gone and got a cup of tea and some biscuits.
I hope you did.
Just to settle in again. We're going to jump back into the conversation we were having.
Yes.
If you have clicked on this thinking that this is the part one, I would suggest you just click the first link and see what we were saying first, because I can't remember what we were just talking about.
We talked about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We talked about slang.
Black Friday, accents.
Boxing Day.
Yeah. Boxing Day. Yeah. Lots of really good stuff.
Yeah. So the question we were just talking about, what was that?
About the small talk. I just want to add, at home, I don't know. I think everyone's, quite friendly, but also you wouldn't, for example, there's been a few times in the shopping center here or at Walmart where I'm in line and I just want to pay for my stuff, and then someone would be like, oh, you're getting whatever that may be.
Oh, we don't do that.
We don't really do that either. I wouldn't do that to someone. I guess maybe, I don't know, older people. But I wouldn't do that, and I just want to go there, get my stuff, get out, and that's it. But here, they do it all the time, which isn't a bad thing, but it's just I don't know. I just wanted to get this.
Sometimes strangers come up to you and it's not just oh, hey, how's it going? Maybe it's because it's not small talk that it kind of takes you aback.
I think they're more open to just asking questions. They ask what they're thinking. And they obviously, because maybe this is the fifth time I said it, because we are not from America, there are so many questions you can ask. And I feel like people in England would maybe be more reserved. Mm-hmm. If you met an American,
you wouldn't want to make them feel different.
Yeah, you wouldn't go in straight away and be like, well, where are you from? What do you think about this? Why did you vote for Trump?
I'd want very much for them to feel like they were not being singled out.
Yeah.
Which I guess now, because actually I really don't mind if you ask me those questions. If I were to meet an American, I would ask them where they were from.
Yeah.
Especially because I'd know where it was.
More of a connection.
Contact.
But no, I agree. Mm. I agree with everything.
And I think the other one is because the service industry, the way it works on tips, people are paid to talk to you.
Definitely.
And they need your money. And it's actually a very, kind of fake in some ways. If you're talking to your waiter in England and you're having a chat, it's probably because
it's an organic.
It's an organic chat. Yeah. You've clearly got a vibe off each other that it's funny, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, they're talking to you, so you'll pay them, which is different. Kind of uncomfortable. I don't really like it that
I don't
much.
Like how the system works.
Yeah.
No,
they need their tips in order to make minimum wage,
which is sad. And also we're students, we don't have that much money. I'd rather they I don't know if we've ever mentioned on the podcast, tax isn't included on bills here for anything, in the shop, in the restaurant. So you think something's a certain price and then boom, it's an extra $3.
Yeah.
And when you include tip on top of that,
you're just
you're paying another $5 for your meal.
You also are tipping everything. You'll be at a bar or at the pub and you have to tip on drinks. And some places, I'm sure, fancy places at home, you might leave a tip, but if I was just going to the pub with my mates,
I wouldn't
tip each drink I bought.
No 100% you wouldn't.
So that's something different,
because you'll look at your bill that might be I don't know. Say if you went and it was $10 and it's you have to add on.
No, I always just add on 12.
Yeah. And it's not that bad, but still it's you forget and it's you can't bring a $5 note and be it's $5. I'm going to
That's the thing that I found weird. We were at the Bearsden pub on campus the other night, and the drink that I was going to get, I was it's usually $3.50 at the other place we go. And it said $3 or something, or that was it. And then when she put it through the till, it then added the tax on, which made it $3.50. And I was why don't they just advertise it? They know how much tax is, because obviously tax is done by state. So they know how much is going to be put on.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just put that on the prices? Because it's not you could change, each state could have different prices. It doesn't have to be completely universal.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say one other thing about that. I think we did mention one of the earlier podcasts about Americans and them talking to you and small talk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll compliment you on what you're wearing and just completely come out with that and be oh, I like this, as they walk past you. And I get very flustered because
we can't take compliments.
Because I'll be
another thing.
It'll be oh, I like your trousers. And I'll be thanks, they're from ASOS. Because, like, they didn't ask for that information, but...
I think we mentioned this on the podcast.
I think we did it on the first one.
If somebody compliments you, you just describe what they've complimented, because I do that.
Mm.
Be like, oh, I thought that I was going to get them in this colour, but I ended up getting them in this colour.
They don't care.
Like, they didn't ask for that.
The other horrible one is if someone ever compliments you and you feel like you need to compliment them back and you do not like what they're wearing, you're like, I like your shoes.
So I
lied to you.
I was watching Naked Attraction last night. And you know they compliment the girls or the people, two people left at the end before the date, like they talk about each other. One girl was like, oh, I really like your teeth and your hair's really nice or whatever. And then the other girl looked at her and goes, I like your skin.
I'd like to wear it.
And the girl's face when she did it, she was like, what?
I don't go and tell them like where I bought it from or whatever. I'm just like, oh, thanks. And then they're already gone by the time I'm like, said thanks.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm so awkward and flustered about it.
Yeah, it's just strange that they could be walking past.
And
you're like.
But then I always think in the UK, I'm like, there's some people that I see and I'm like, I really like that. And sometimes you want to ask them because you want to know where it's
from.
And
then you would find out.
Yeah.
I feel like I have like gained more confidence in asking, like when I go home, I'll just be like, where did you get that?
Yeah.
Like not in like,
because sometimes direct, when people do that, it's really creepy.
We have one friend back like home and she always does it. She'll just go up to people and be like, oh, I really like your eyeshadow.
Yeah.
And like, she's just like, well, I thought it, so why not just tell them?
I've actually started doing it, and I complimented someone's eyeshadow yesterday.
Random person.
She was serving me dinner. She wasn't talking to me, and I said, I like your eyeshadow. Because people say it to me sometimes, and I love it. And I'm like, I'm going to put some more positivity out into the world.
Lovely. We got another question.
Yes, we do. We've got some bigger ones. So I'll save those to the end. We've got another one. This is from my mum.
Oh.
And she says, because there is so much more contact time and homework, do you think that American universities are better value for money?
No.
Which is a very quick answer.
No,
because they're much more expensive.
Mm-hmm. They're much more expensive, but also I don't think sometimes the value of the work I'm doing is that great.
100%.
They pay, by the way, they pay per class, not per semester.
Yes.
As well, which was an interesting fact that I learned, and I was just like, oh, that's why. And so, sorry, just to add on to that, because one of my first classes that I had, one of the teachers was late. And here, if they're late more than like 10 minutes, you can leave.
Didn't you have that in school?
Which is,
we used to say it in school all the time.
Everyone in school would be like, isn't it the law that if they're not here in 10 minutes, we can all go? You can't go anywhere when you're leave the classroom and are just walking around the premises.
It was just like, I don't know, maybe we can do that home as well. I don't know, but like, interesting.
Yeah.
I have a teacher who's late consistently, and I always think if I was paying for this class, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Because she's like wasting their money.
Yeah.
Plus, the stuff we cover is of no value at all. I'm not trying to out Margot. She's a lovely lady.
she did taught them salsa dancing.
We had a salsa class.
No relevance.
And this was an English class. And I'm like, I'm paying to get an English degree and I'm having a salsa lesson.
Yeah. But then this is where I'm like, it's not right, because for example, the transfer students, a lot of their courses are like general education courses that they took at their other uni. They came to UMaine and UMaine was like, they don't transfer. Because obviously UMaine wants their money, because they have to take general ed courses in order to get their degree. So then UMaine was like, oh no, that math course doesn't transfer. You need to take one here. So then they're having to take more classes here than they thought they would have to.
Which is more expensive.
And
then
they're basically redoing what they've already done that should transfer. But it also means that like sometimes they like Kaylee's next semester, she's not particularly doing anything out of choice. She's doing everything because she has to do like a certain amount of courses for her communications. Like it works by, I don't know how much other people listening, this is what I've gathered that it works by.
Yeah.
You have to do a certain amount of general ed in certain things.
Which will be like maths,
English, history, like a humanities.
Yeah.
And then you have to do, like, to make up a major, you have to do a certain amount of courses and get to a certain level in those courses.
And it's not even that many.
And the same with the minor. So, like, some people, they might be undeclared. And then when they choose their major and minor, they'll be like, oh, I'm just going to do that as a minor because whilst I've been undeclared, I've already got enough credit for it. so then they can just focus on their major.
Mm.
But it means that it's much more restrictive, and also it's not really, like, back to the money thing. It's costing some people so much more because, or they're having to spread it out over a longer period of time because, I don't know, maybe this full semester you can only afford to literally do 4 classes.
Yeah.
But you need to do, like, 6 or something in order to be, like, graduating when everyone else
will. So a lot of people take more than 4 years.
Yeah. So, like, I know I have some people in my classes now that they, this is technically, like, their 5th year, but they're only here to the end of this semester.
Yeah.
Because they just needed to get some extra credits.
That is crazy.
And, like, Hayley's having to do a winter course class. So it's, like, 3 weeks of, like, uni over Christmas break. And you have to do, like,
the online,
like, online courses. And you're doing, like, it's work every day and, like, papers every week and exams every week to in order to fit in a, like, was it 15-week course in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Over Christmas break. Wow. Because she needs to get the credits.
The other thing would be that's reasonably relevant is that we got our bills on our accounts today for next semester.
Mm.
And as we're all exchange students, it's very reasonable.
Great deal.
It's very reasonably priced. It's only 15.15% of our at-home fees. Yes. And in England, an at-home fee is £9,000
per year. We pay £1,350.
Exactly. And we pay that to Birmingham, not here. But they haven't deducted all the fees that they're charging me.
Mm-hmm.
So my account says for next semester, I owe over $17,000.
See, this is what I don't understand. Why was mine $14,000? And then as soon as I clicked on the breakdown, it went down to just, it's like $5,000, which is just the accommodation and food.
Yeah.
But you can literally see on your bill, it will bill you for everything and then it waivers.
It has pluses and minuses and stuff.
Because the student who's obviously we're exchanging with, they have to pay all their those things. So that money that has come onto our account is being paid by someone.
Just not us.
And that is severely a reduced price from what they would be paying normally, most likely.
Yeah. So what I just think is interesting is that an American student would be paying $17,000 next semester for what I'm paying.
Yeah.
Much less for.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And if we're relating this back to the question, I don't think the value of the work is higher.
Oh, definitely not. If you have a degree from England, and I'm sure Australia, it means you've done more, like, higher level work.
Yes.
Read an article, and admittedly, this was the article that I didn't read in the library last night. But everyone was like, we didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And it was about Foucault, so postmodernism.
Yeah.
And I did postmodernism last year, and it took a bit of time to get to grips with, but I understand it.
You just didn't want to read it.
I just didn't want to read this article. It was 11 pages. I wanted to get dinner. And Gabriella sat in the library with me for 45 minutes and just spoke to me.
Excuse me, she wanted to speak.
Yes. So I didn't end up reading it. But no one understood it, so it was fine. We kind of went over it. But the tutor was literally like, I think this is actually graduate level things. And I was like, this isn't graduate level. Mm. Like, you can't go from doing the work that I'm doing, where I've literally read, like, people's memoirs and, like, things like that, where they're, like, literal stories. And I do history, they're women gender studies courses. So more, like, present. But you can't go from that to then being like, oh, okay, so I want a master's degree and do a PhD. Now I've got to start, like, contending with all this theory. Like, it doesn't work like that. And, like, this is a 200-level course, which is a second-year course, technically. But other people, you don't have to be in second year to take it. You can be, like, any year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm, like, second-year courses that I was a second year last year, and we were literally doing academic work. I started a thesis for, my dissertation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm partaking in actual research. Like, it just doesn't – I'm sure some degrees, obviously, I can only talk about, like, the humanities, which is obviously where I have experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is why a lot of people, you say you do history, they're like, oh, is that a real degree? What are you going to do? You're going to be a teacher. Whereas at home, it's kind of still people like, oh, you're going to be a teacher.
But a lot of people do history.
But a lot of people do history, and it's recognized as, like, a really good academic career degree that you get lots of transferable skills from.
It's the same with English. I do a 300-level English course. Which is a third year level, so I thought it would be appropriate skill level. It's not. It's really easy.
Yeah.
And we have a term paper. It's one big term paper, which is 5 to 6 pages, which is, I don't know, a bit less than 2,000 words, maybe about 2,000 words, which is what we're used to at home as the shortest kind of essay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, do I need any critical sources? And he was like, oh, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, he was like, if you could get some, that would be wonderful. I'd love if you had some secondary sources.
Yeah.
But because this is only a 300 level course. This is not a research based thing. And I'm like, I can't imagine writing an essay without quoting some critics it's wild.
Talk about Birmingham University specifically. We ranked from the last REF framework, research framework thing that they did, that the country does, where they analyze research. We were top, and it's because we're a research led university.
That's what being Russell Group means.
My history courses, they teach us, everything is either what the lecturer is researching currently, / they're encouraging you to do research.
Oh, very, very true.
Whereas
here,
it's not. It's just like a lecturer will be like, I want to put on a class about this.
I want to put on a class so I can go on a trip to Cuba. My class.
They pitch it. They get the, they're like, yeah, that's fine. If they get enough people to sign up for it, they do it. There's nothing like, oh, you need to research this. Like, I'm doing research projects at the moment. And they're 8 to 10 pages, which is not that much with its double space.
Mm-hmm.
And size 12 font. and they're like, okay, so you need to put a research proposal in. So you have to submit that first. And then they're like, okay, now you need to do a bibliography so I can see if you're on the right track with what sources
really
you're using.
Yeah, they really do check, don't they?
Okay, you can do a draft and give it to me next week. And I'm like, these research essays are literally just what I write at home.
And no one helps you.
And no one helps you.
They're not allowed to.
The most, you put your name on things here.
Oh, that is very different.
It's all very calm, handing in process, at home, history's weird and you have to give hard copies in. Everything has to be anonymous on it. You literally put your student ID number on it. You have to fill in a whole form that says you haven't plagiarized, that says you haven't had any help with it. You have to fill in all this every single time you give any piece of work in. Here it's like, okay, so you can email it to me, you can post it on our virtual learning environment thing.
If you haven't done it, you can be like, oh, I haven't had a chance. They're hand it in tomorrow. Whereas at Birmingham, and I think most unis in England,
start getting penalties.
You get a 10% penalty every working day you're late.
Yeah.
And if you want an extension, you have to apply and you need a medical note.
Yeah.
Gone to the doctors and said, I was ill.
Yeah. And they literally say they cannot do anything. If you're just say, for example, I don't know, you have anxiety and you've had a really bad few weeks and it hasn't worked, but you haven't gone to the doctors because you're already on a regular prescription or have a whole system in place, they still can't do anything unless you can provide them with a medical note from someone that says yes, this has been going on.
That's the same at home. You would have to have a medical certificate, or you would have to talk probably 3 weeks before and just tell them this is what's happened, unless immediate family member has died.
But I think they also need proof of that.
Yeah, they need to have proof of that. And then, I'm doing one subject here, which is a 300 level, so third year equivalent, but it's nowhere near.
It's like first year.
It really is like that. And although I still am learning stuff from it, but it's just home is a lot more intense and then more for a third year subject. If people went home and did what I was doing, they'd be like, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I have two things as well that I've noticed about this. The first one is they seem to be shocked, having discussion based classes is a big thing. A lot of them are lectures here.
Really?
But I'm doing, because of all mine are basically small group teaching. And it's that's a seminar thing, and they do seminar preparation classes to get people used to that. Mm-hmm. Whereas at home, it's
you jump straight in.
You are for every class, you have seminars that go along with it where you have to discuss things.
Yeah.
So, and I think I've got better at discussing things since being here. It took time at Birmingham. But the other thing I've noticed, people, I don't know why this has shocked me so much, but you'll be in a seminar, a class, and people just get up and go to the toilet or get up and go and fill up their water. They just get up and go.
Do you not do that at home?
No, I'd ask. Or I just
ask, but they'd say yes.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, no. You don't have to ask.
But people just get up and leave.
Really?
And go.
No, you can do that at home.
We're much less casual as a society than Australia and America.
Yeah,
Interesting. Okay, well, I thought we could move on to a different one.
Yes.
Now, this is a question I want you to answer in three words. Okay. Three words only. How different is the culture?
In three words.
Oh man, different. So this is my, this is a message from my friend Tom Bland. And I replied saying that's a very difficult question to answer. And I referred him to this podcast.
To be fair, in three words.
That's what I said. Like, she's done it.
But I know, but that's like, could be, that's a good answer. That's like, you can't explain it in three words.
Yeah. There we go. I'm sticking to it then.
The what answer was the question again? Is how different is
how different is America?
How different is the culture?
That's very impossible to put. I think you can get, obviously, from what
we try and talk about it because it's like implicit differences which aren't obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we can hint at them. Yeah. And sometimes it's very difficult to put your finger on exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then that can lead us into our other question, which is the one supplied by Roman's friend.
David.
Does America / American college live up to the movies?
Yes. Yes and no.
Okay, that's definitely true.
There's less singing.
I've heard no singing since being here. Just us.
Not about you guys. Yeah.
Like Ariana Grande. Yeah.
And the Me Channel theme.
In terms of yes, though.
Let's go rapid fire. What are the similarities?
School spirit. School spirit is such a thing, and that's what I'm definitely going to miss when I go back home.
Yeah, we're going to start some school chants.
Yeah.
Some university chants. But you won't be. Go on, what's one of your things that's similar to the movies?
Oh,
I think classes as well, how they are.
Yeah.
Maybe,
But
come back to me.
In terms of classes, though, just want to say, when I went to university in England and saw, like, lecture rooms and was looking around and actually saw them for the first time, I was like, this is like American films.
Oh!
Like, being in, I was like, wow, because we don't really have, not loads of like English university.
We don't have high school films and we don't have college films.
The most like, obviously, where's my brain gone?
The Theory of Everything.
No. What's the one with Jack Whitehall? Why has my brain gone?
Bad Teacher?
Bad Education.
Fresh Meat.
Fresh Meat is the
most accurate depiction of the UK university. So like, if you don't know what we're talking about and how it's different, go watch Fresh Meat.
Come back to us.
But like, that's like, other than that, I didn't really have any point of reference of what it was like. So when I was looking around in England, I was like, wow, this is like American unis, and like seeing like large auditoriums and stuff, and I was like, this is like, even the high schools, because their high schools seem bigger, and like all these little things that always linked back to like here. But
I think that I asked my roommate about whether American high school is like it showed in the films. And she was a very firm no, it's not. Because people in the movies wear heels and like makeup to school. And I've noticed that American people wear much less makeup than we do at home. And I know in England we wear more makeup than almost anywhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, people don't dress as well as they do in films. They dress on, as a rule,
bean boots.
Pretty poorly.
And it's bean boot season, guys. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
It's fully out. Although I did have one guy in my class came to my class in slippers. As our class finished, he walked out the door in front of me, like to outside. It was pissing it down, absolutely raining. And he literally took two steps outside, then went back in, and I think he called his friend to get him. He was like, my slippers aren't cut out for that. He was also a football player, and I was like, lol.
What's it called? Someone needs to wheelbarrow him home.
I would, another thing that I've noticed as well in terms of how it's different, sport, and I know sports center of like a lot of UK universities obviously, but I think you have to be like involved in the teams.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right, whereas here it's like there's like a football game on Saturday or Sunday,
yeah,
and it's like, well, like everyone, you don't have to even like enjoy the sport that much, like people just go to it.
Yeah, they do.
Whereas at home it's like, oh, there's a rugby game. You only really go if you know someone in the team.
100%.
Or like, so whatever. But you,
I've never gone to see a sporting event.
No, okay. Other than
Explosion, which is an American football game.
Yeah, we have an American.
One a year. It's a big deal. There's a big firework display. All the dancers and cheerleaders and stuff are there.
And then you go out after.
But sport here in the school spirit, like that, the movies have got on the nose.
Yes.
It's like, and that's, I was so happy to see.
Yes.
Because we love it. Fun,
this is what, like, that's what this week in particular, I've been like, I've been missing university at home, but at the same time I've been like, I don't want to go back because a lot of things are going to be different. My friends aren't going to be there. I'm going to be living with Gabriella.
She doesn't want that.
Yeah, and it's like, just all going to be different. And I know it's going to, especially coming from here, I'm going to realize the differences.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
And like one thing we've literally already said, we're like, we are getting more involved with university at home, yeah, because here you are automatically so involved. You don't really have to seek it out.
Yeah.
You just have to be like, okay, so there's a hockey game. Had to mention it at some point.
We've been missing hockey. There's no more until January.
There's no more home games till January. I don't know what to do. I have found some hockey games in Belfast, Ireland in a year, so that when we're home in 2019 November, we can go see hockey.
Producer Maddie has an announcement about some research she was doing today. I put her on the spot. What hockey game is there coming up in December?
Coventry Blaze ice hockey teams, one of the best in the country, the UK, that is.
And they're playing
Milton Keynes.
It's Milton, Coventry versus Milton Keynes.
Dreamy.
We could actually go there.
We could go. you just go to the hockey game. They have the whole band there. And like you doing all these chants and like clapping along and moving, and it's like, even if you don't know, you just look and watch someone and you're automatically like involved.
Yeah.
This is only in the student section, it's not like the whole arena.
And then my favorite bit is when all the students chant like stand up and everyone at else end. And then
stand up,
everybody in the crowd stands up, because we'll stand up for the whole game, we won't sit down.
But that's like it, we haven't had to really seek it out.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of thought when we had that first football game, I was like, oh my gosh, like, my parents are like, that's so cool that they're, like, getting you to go to it and stuff. But then I'm, like, here, and I'm like, well, you just do it, don't you?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't go to the marching band, a big thing that
we
know. Did you see there's a pep rally?
You missed it.
Oh.
It was today.
There we go.
Oh.
At midday.
Yeah, but the marching band with their, like, feather hats.
Never mind.
The marching band.
I was just saying, like, the marching band, like, I don't know, like, I'm sure.
That's very American.
Very, very American. Everyone's in their little uniforms. One thing I did realize just one day that I was in the dining hall, and I don't know, maybe it was the song, the type of song that they were playing, but it just felt really American. Just, like, I don't know, just the way it's laid out.
Definitely. I think music always makes things seem more cinematic as well.
Mm.
That's another question I get asked. They're like, what music do you have in England? And I'm like, well, the same music you have here.
I think
and more.
I think yes and no. Because, you know, the Roost is the, like, one kind of place in town, especially that I can go to still being underage.
Mm.
And they'll play a lot of music that I don't know. And a lot of it is rap music.
Americans play a lot of rap at parties. And I was
so
like,
much more. And it's the default.
Yeah. And I've been, like, standing there, like, I don't understand. Yeah. Also, Maine is very white. And for me, it's like
a lot of N-words in the songs, and they will sing along.
And I'm like,
it's uncomfortable.
I just want to talk about ice hockey again because I miss it.
I feel like we appreciate it, but I'm not sure our fans at home know quite the value of it. Hopefully, one day they'll discover, because Evie is going to set up the women's UOB ice hockey team. First, we're going to learn how to ice skate. Then we're going to learn the rules of hockey, and then we're going to start a team. Well,
Kaylee said that I should have started the women's club here because they take in new players. So I should have done that. Anyway, Karen.
No, I'm just going to add that on Thanksgiving, I went ice skating for the first time.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I like ice skating.
I can see how it's like, I fell and I was like, ouch.
Like, you understand the pads now.
Yeah.
And the fact they fight in hockey.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Like, I don't think I'm equipped for ice hockey, to play ice hockey, but
I'll figure skating.
Yeah. Till and I figure skating.
Yeah. Oh, that's a pair I'd like to see.
That's delightful.
Any more American movie things? Maybe the parties?
Because
that's a big one. Yes. I still have not been into a frat house.
Oh, the frat houses are, but I didn't have any perception of what a frat house
is. Oh,
would be
I think
like.
I've seen movies with frat houses in, and they look like they look on.
I think they're one massive. They're massive inside.
They are literal mini mansions.
Yeah, and the thing I find wild, oh, I just love it. So they obviously all have their like composite photos each year. So each frat member has a photo. Mm-hmm. They get the new ones in.
Like a school photo.
Like a school photo. And they have them all on the wall.
Yeah.
And like, if people have dogs that live in the house, the dogs get their own portrait. And it's in this whole painting.
It's amazing.
Like, composition. But they have, like, walking around the houses. Like, I've seen photos from, like, the 80s of the frat. And it's, like, blows my mind. Because it's, like, this has existed for so long.
Yeah.
And there it's I still don't think I really understand fraternities and sororities.
Mm.
Like, I think we should get
and we do should. A, we we're gonna, we'll bring
have,
her in.
We'll have a, she says she's in for it, so.
We'll have a guest.
We'll have a guest to talk about this kind of thing and ask our questions.
Yeah.
She is Charlie. She's English. She joined a sorority. But I don't think I get it. Like, I don't particularly like it that much.
No, the three of us are pretty against joining a sorority.
But I'm like it's like quite exciting having like frat parties and stuff because it is so much like the films. It's like, oh my gosh, like my sister knew, but like before I did from films and stuff about like Rush Week, which is like the week when each sorority and fraternity puts on loads of events for like new people to come and like meet people and go through, and you have to like attend a certain amount of events and like choose your which ones, and they choose if they like you and then you get in or whatever.
And like, all will be revealed with Charlie.
Yeah, my sister was like, just do Rush and everything, and it was like, oh, like she knew about that from the films, and it's like exactly probably what she has seen.
Yeah I think definitely going to that. So I went to, and I think, yeah, Evie, you came with me. Went to the football house, which is where all the football,
not all of them,
well, the majority of the footballers live.
It's American football.
Yeah, American football, where they live. And that happened to be the game that they won for their whatever. And so we walk in and it was jam-packed. It was literally like, I think, like the closest I've been to the stereotype
movie of American
party type of thing. Because people, like, you couldn't move. As soon as you got in the door, you couldn't really move.
There's like queues on the stairs and you just have to queue and wait on the stairs and, like, for people to move to go downstairs to the basement where the
people have DJ in like the basement section. You go into another section of the house, it's just so many people everywhere. And I don't know, it was just interesting. But what I found is going to a few frat parties is that they didn't really do it. Well, at least the football one, maybe it was too many people, but like, you didn't do anything. Like, there were people dancing, but maybe it was also because it was so crowded.
Well, that's like, I was like the football party the other week. I, like, didn't feel like I'd do it. I was just standing talking to someone.
Yeah.
The but whole also time. That's nice. Which was nice. Yeah. But, like, at the same time, it's, like, I feel like parties at home, you bounce.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
There's, like, games playing, like, beer pong or, like, which also,
they play also, beer pong differently. They put water in their cups.
And so we saw a game of beer pong where nobody drank.
They're meant to sip their drinks.
We saw one where nobody took a bloody sip. They just do it
as a skill.
Because we sometimes do that where we'll put the water in the cups, but then you have your own drink.
Yeah.
And so you'll just take a sip.
I don't think there's the fun in that, though. I think the whole point is that, like, it lands. Yeah. You have to drink it.
Yeah. And the cups, they get gross and it's all a bit grim, but it's, like,
we're building up antibodies.
And I have to, but I obviously at these parties as well, safety. You don't.
You'd be careful. People could
put, like, stuff in it, which is also why they don't do it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I can imagine a party here, someone getting roofied. At home, a house party where someone gets roofied would be a bit.
I feel like you know who you've invited. Whereas you got to think about it, there's like 40, 50 guys in each, and probably more in the frats. And like, not all of them live in the house. All of them are allowed to bring 2+1s at most. So like, that's a whole lot of people. And you might be like, oh, I know Brian kind of, but like, I don't know who Brian's mate is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you just have, you'll be in your own house and be like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
But anything else that you found most
similar or different?
Maybe the, I don't know, dorms.
I thought the dorms would be, now my experience of like dorms, there's an episode of Community, shout out to my brother, of where they go into the dorms. And there are bits and bobs which are and are not similar. Like, there was one where they all make, like, a massive blanket for, obviously, Community's, like, a silly TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I didn't realise how strict the RAs were. Like, I thought people got up to more mischief. And people get up to mischief, but it's, like, in their rooms.
Yeah. But also, I think things have changed within the last few years here as well. Because UMaine was known as, like, a party school. And, like, that's what people have the perception of. But, like, a lot of... they've really cracked down on all the frats, so then the parties are more exclusive, so that's not even happening.
Mm.
And, like, I think that's, like, also led to, like, an increase in, like, for the RAs, like, they're having to be more, like, on it because they're trying to kind of sort their whole problem out.
Mm.
But I agree. I think, I don't know what I expected. I feel like I'm now so used to sharing a room as well that, like, that hasn't even crossed my mind the whole time.
Next year we can share. We say, actually, boys, let's look for a 4-bed house.
Guys, we don't need to use that small room downstairs.
No, me and Evie will share.
We're used to sharing.
Sorry, we're living together in a house, 5-bed house, and we just nearly sorted it.
We nearly have. So there we go. American colleges. I think it's the same with all movies. It glamorizes it, makes it seem more exciting, probably.
Yeah.
Not that it's not exciting. And I think it's definitely more exciting for us. Oh, because 100%. That feeling when you feel like you're in a movie.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow. Even just like a red cup.
Oh, yeah.
That does it for me. I'm so excited when I have a red cup.
I think also, like, for us, like, each thing we do, like, each party we go to, if we're meeting new people, like, that's all... As part to the excitement, cool. Whereas like other people, and also for us, it's like it's nice to meet people because we're only here for such a short amount of time.
That's definitely
true.
Yeah,
you might meet someone and be like, oh, I'm never going to talk to them again, but it's nice to have like conversations with people. Whereas other people, and I know probably me back home, like I probably don't care. Like, yeah, I'll be on nights out and I'll be like, I'm not going to go around talking to people. I'll be at a house party and I'm not going to talk to every single person there just because it's like,
yeah.
But hopefully, when we go back, I would like to take more effort into meeting people, because like you kind of forget that you can just go up to people and start a conversation.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and like you can do it in a way which is like not creepy. Mm-hmm. Just be like, oh hey, how are you?
Yeah,
if someone like, comes up to you and says, hey, how are you? You're not gonna be like, get away from me.
Yeah,
I think that's true. Like
being on the other end of like on exchange, and if you meet other exchange students, you know exactly now what how they feel. Yeah. You'd be like, I know no one at this party, I just know
definitely.
And I think the thing is, at home, it's kind of easier because it's not house parties; it's just going out, and it's like you can bring anyone on a night out.
It's much more casual to invite someone a night out. Yeah, there's no commitment.
Yeah, whereas here, it's obviously like
to get into
a party, or even if it's like someone in fats, like if they're asking you, it's like they've only got two people that they can bring. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, whereas if you were to invite someone on a night out, like, oh, I'm having pre's at mine, I had once invited my friend Josh, who's probably listening, and I said, we can have pre's at mine. He turned up with 6 people, and there were only 3 other people at that pre's. So it was just a pre's full of his friends. It was
respect
fun. I mean, this was in first year. I know them all now still.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was... that tends to happen. I've got pre's at this place. Yeah. So I'm like,
can I bring someone?
And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they'll bring somebody.
Or it's like you might be like, oh, I'm gonna invite someone, and they'll be like, oh, I don't want to come alone. Can I bring other people?
Oh,
it's
obviously,
like, yeah, of course. Like, whereas here it's like, oh, I don't want to go alone. Oh, I just have to go alone.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's like that's one thing that I'm kind of grateful for. That I don't know what
means you can't rely.
Yes, on the... I think it's easy to rely on certain people to do things, and also like rely, you have to branch out a bit more, because you have to, like, if you want to go to these things, I feel like you have to have your connections and that. And obviously, like, I think I mainly do things with the same people here, but it's nice, gym lads. I think it's nice to have that option of like, oh yeah, I can do that with that person and be a bit different. And I agree. It's not relying on people.
Okay, I reckon that's exhausted the questions.
Yes.
If anybody else has any questions they want to get answered, send us a direct message on Instagram at QH Podcast.
Yes.
There we go.
Or message any of us individually.
Yes, you should. Hopefully you know us.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't, know us, a massive shout out. I don't know how you found this. Hope you enjoyed.
Maybe you've got really good promo going now.
Yeah. Our advertising team is working over hard.
I hope this second part makes up for the fact that we have missed several weeks.
Mm. And we've not got that many more episodes until Christmas.
No, until we need to work out how to do long distance podcasting.
Dun, 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 dun. That'll be fun.
Yes, it will be fun. Thank you very much for listening.
Indeed. See you next week.
Yes. Find us on Spotify, Apple, blah, blah, blah. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
If
you've got this far,
you've watched,
you're listening on something.
You're an avid listener.
Yes.
Shout out of the week.
Shout out of the week. I think I'm going to shout out Kaylee's family for taking me in for Thanksgiving.
I was going to do the same. Depke's family and Mika's family. Thank you very much.
And I've shouted out various of my friends with their questions, but this one, I'll send another shout out Simon's way.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You're a good egg.
Very nice.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.